is the Fan. By the way, the poll we posted earlier today at Grant H. Paulson on what you want the Redskins to wear tomorrow. We are up to 79% of respondents being pro color rush.
This is a reminder. I told you this during the break, and I actually mean this. Every so often, I'm reminded that I don't have the pulse of the Redskins fans anymore.
I think you have a good pulse.
I think I'm pulseless. I think I'm without pulse.
47% want them to wear burgundy on burgundy. 32% want gold on gold. And only 21% of Redskins fans want a normal jersey combo tomorrow.
Now, again, I think this is going to skew, because it's Twitter. It's new media. Remember, we always have to remember that the majority of people are still not on Twitter. Again, I don't understand that, but just for the sake of argument, it's going to skew the, like, younger, hipper, we want more forward-thinking stuff. Even with that caveat, that's not 80% worth. You know what I mean? Like, that's stunning to me, frankly. And so I have to reevaluate. I'll look at the film.
Samaje Perine has been evaluating his own play and liking what he's seeing after his last two starts. Here's what has happened. He has gotten the first team reps since Rob Kelly got hurt. He has gotten more carries, and he is clearly way more comfortable. He averaged 5.1 yards per carry in his start against the Saints, went for 117 yards. Averaged 4.2 yards per carry against a really good defensive front, the Giants. Long of 16. So unlike that 30-yard run he ripped off against the Saints, there was nothing that buoyed the average, so to speak, this past week. It was just kind of a grinded-out type of game. He's now up to almost 4 yards per carry on the season. But in these two starts, two 100-yard games, something the Redskins haven't had in 4 years, he is running through contact. He's making defenders miss. He is keeping them ahead of the sticks. I mean, pretty much everything that we wanted to see him do, he has done. There are things that I think he lacks. He does not have home run speed. I don't think he's going to hit a ball out of the park. You know, that run I mentioned against the Saints that went for 30, if that's Chris Thompson, that's a house call. You know, if that's a fast running back, Byron Marshall even, who just signed with this team, that's probably a touchdown. Is he a guy or the guy? That is the question we want you to answer at 800-636-1067. Clarified, is this the guy they can build their backfield around for the next few years, or should they still be in the market to upgrade at the running back position this offseason?
In other words, this draft comes, or this offseason comes, do you want that on the shopping list?
Exactly.
Is that position solved with a Perine Thompson
combo? Is running back a substantial need, or it's okay, you don't need to address it because you've got Samaje Perine?
I think he's a guy. I think he's fine. Whereas previously they have not had a guy. A guy is an upgrade from doesn't belong. That's what they've been dealing with the last few years. Matt Jones does not belong. Rob Kelly does not belong. Rob Kelly, I think, was better than Matt Jones was, but still not good enough. I think Perine, he's impressed me in the sense that he's better than I thought he was. I thought he was another zilch, and he's not a zilch. He's fine. As you touched on, the well-rounded, all-around star, the guy that can A, get you tough yards, B, hit a home run, C, you know, catch the ball to the backfield, D, be good in pass protection and everything else. He's not that. What he is kind of the wrecking ball that's not going to make too many guys miss, will fall forward, et cetera. He's got a lot, I wouldn't say a lot of Alfred Moores in his game because they're different body types and different styles.
I think similarly, it's the same kind of 4.6 speed that's never going to run away from traffic. It's the same, you can turn, you know, 15-yard gain into 34, 35 and get angled to the sideline. You're probably not rumbling down the sideline for much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like Alf, if he will ever scare teams. He will wear you down. He will physically impose his will against you to the point where in the fourth quarter, you're exhausted and you're tapping out. It's going to be death by paper cut probably with him. And there's going to be 0-1-2, 0-1-2, 17, 0-1-22, 0-1-19. And that's how you get all of a sudden up to 86 yards on 16 carries, and you're on your way to 100. I like the player. I think this is a building block type that should be here for a few years and is a thumper in short yardage and in goal line. I do not believe that he will ever be a great NFL running back.
Right. This is not a you give him 25 carries every time.
Exactly.
This is not that kind of guy.
This is not a franchise back, a focal point of an offense. You don't win 11 in games and go 11-5 going into weeks where you say if Kirk Cousins isn't around next year, we're going 25 carries from Samaje Perine and Colt McCoy is going to do the rest. That isn't what we're talking about. So, yes, I would be in the market for a running back, and I would say a guy or the guy. He's probably a guy, But I think you've got to be impressed with what he's done the last couple weeks, and it's clear he's an upgrade over Rob Kelly.
100%.
Which is really all we've been advocating for the whole time. Please let this guy play. He's going to be their best running back. This Rob Kelly situation, I understand the offensive line's in shambles. It's multiple years of a lack of production. At some point, that's got to matter.
So for me, in my running back philosophy, obviously it differs from yours, but in general, I prefer the Devontae Freeman explosive situation to the give him the ball 20 times and pound the rock and let the defense
down.
I'm
with you. Yeah, I think that's where the league is.
Obviously, if you can get Devontae Freeman, you do that. But I think in general, you see my point. I'd rather have the, we can't give this guy 22 touches a game. We've got to give him 15 or 16 or 17 at most and then have someone else come in there. Maybe he's a clone. Maybe he's somebody different, Thunder Lightning style. I think the league is moving away from the thumper because the idea is nice, and it would be nice to kind of counter it if you got a really good one because defenses are getting faster. You think of linebackers, the way that they run. You know, a guy used to be, if you're 230 pounds, you had to stay the hell away from the line of scrimmage. Now that's what weak side linebackers are. You could take advantage of that a little bit if you have some, a little bit extra power. I just think it changes offensive designs, especially with a passing-first offense like this one that's going to spread it around where you're going to major in a quarterback playing point guard. I would rather have the great in the pass game dynamic running back
completely agree.
Than the thumper.
But well, Chris what Thompson you got is the way got. Of the league now.
Yes.
If Chris Thompson was a little bit bigger and more sturdy and thick or just durable and he wasn't 5'7 and 180, Chris Thompson is kind of the dream. That's an all-down type back. I mean, Devontae Freeman is just a kind of a thicker built Chris Thompson yes. in a lot of ways. That would be really what I'm looking for. Dalvin Cook is a similar guy to what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I want less Frank Gore. Now, this is 10 years ago. 100%
agree.
This is 10 years ago. Give me that Frank Gore. Give me that defenses hate seeing that guy.
And that's not to say, by the way, that those guys can't have success in the league anyway, but you've got to be more complete. A great comp would be Ezekiel Elliott. Ezekiel Elliott is really good in the passing game.
Yes, he is.
Their screen game has completely dissipated the last couple weeks without him because Alfred Morris might get 10 or 12 and pick up a first down, where Zeke might get 50 or 60 and score. Saquon Barkley at Penn State's a great example of this, by the way. I think this kid is a Kerryon Johnson at Auburn. Same thing.
Yeah.
They can catch the ball. They
so
can
dynamic.
Block. They can run. I love that kind of game. I've actually been impressed by P. Ryan's pass-catching ability out of the backfield.
It's better than zero. You know what
right.
I mean? I thought it was a zero.
On a one
game.
To ten, yeah, I'm thinking if this is a three or four. And he's probably been about a five mm-hmm. and a half. He's made a couple really nice catches,
a
actually.
A touchdown catch was, I thought, really
out
nice.
Out in the flat against San Francisco?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really was. 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll get to your calls next. Want to see what you guys think. P. Ryan, a guy or the guy? You're listening to The Fan.